For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, all over the country, the news is being said in headlines, relayed over the radio, and demonstrated in washing machines in countless homes. News that means a sparkling clean wash for you. News about deep cleaning Oxidol. Deep cleaning means Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this is a fact that's been proved to women in actual washing demonstrations. Women like Mrs. Robert Buckley of Montclair, New Jersey. And today, I'd like you to hear in her own words just what Mrs. Buckley saw at this demonstration. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. But then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Buckley. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Feel soft and fluffy. Smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Ma's learned the truth, that the cousins did take Willie's and Evie's money. And now it's obvious even to generous Ma that the cousins lied to her. What's Ma going to do now? For the best part of a year, we've followed Ma's unswerving devotion to these kinfolk of hers. Pa's kinfolk. Well, our scene is the same. In Ma's kitchen are Ma, Fay, and Shuffle. It's early in the afternoon, and neither Ma nor Shuffle has been at work all day. Listen.
Ernest, I ought to get back to Middleboro, but this business right here is too important. What do you figure you're going to do, Ma, now that you've heard the true facts from poor old Willie himself?
I still just can't believe it. Isn't that how you feel, Ma? Our own cousins doing such a thing to Willie and Evie. And then lying about it. Sylvester lied to me. And both Sylvester and Cousin Ed lied to you, Ma.
Well, that's the nature of the animal, Fay. Off an apple tree, you get apples. You don't get grapefruit. And out of the Hammaker family, you just get lies. Plus swindling and practically every other crooked thing you can imagine. Yep, such is the nature of the Hammaker family. But we was asking Ma here, now that you know the facts, Ma, what you going to do? Huh? Well, why are you looking at me like that, Ma? I ain't said nothing wrong.
I know how you must feel, Shuffle, and I reckon it's natural that you should feel like that. You've been saying this for a long time now, that my cousins wasn't nice people. Well, all right, Shuffle.
But I reckon somebody
should take pleasure from
that. But, Ma, I ain't rubbing my hands with pleasure like some old Scrooge, because it's just been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt how the cousins are crooks and liars. I mean, it don't even enter my head that now I can say I told you so. I'm only saying, now that we know the facts, let's go to work.
I guess you can say I told you so, Shuffle, because you did tell us so. You're the only one who did. Yes, what are we going to do now? Have you made up your mind, Ma? I ain't made up my mind about nothing. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm late for the office myself. I ain't been in there all day. So maybe we can put this off for a while, Sheffield. You can catch a bus for Middleboro in just 20 minutes, I believe.
Well, I don't want to catch no bus. I want to stay right here on hand. What do you mean, Ma? You ain't made up your mind about nothing. You don't mean you still got some doubts about what Willie told us.
And just exactly what did Willie tell us?
Why, he told us everything, Ma. Anyhow, everything we wanted to hear. He told us how Cousin Sylvester had hornswoggled him and Evie to take their life savings out of the bank and buy some crazy, no-good mining stock. And then Willie went on and he told...
No, Sheffield, that ain't what Willie told us. It might be the truth, the way you just expressed it, but that ain't the way Willie expressed it.
Well, Mark, what do you mean?
Willie just told us like this. Him and Evie took their life savings out of the bank.
Yes.
But he didn't say nothing about Cousin Sylvester or Cousin Ed urging him to take out the life savings.
But
next.
But Ma, well, it stands to reason. Why should Willie Fitz take his life savings out of the bank for such an investment which he don't know nothing about except that he got hornswoggled into it?
That's what we got to find out, Sheffield. That may be the case, but that ain't what Willie said. As far as I could tell, and I've been putting it through my mind over and over, Willie said, one, him and Evie took out their life savings. Two, they put the money into this mining company. It was a mining company that they heard about through Cousin Sylvester. Next, Cousin Sylvester made him promise not to tell nobody. And that's all that Willie said.
But, Ma, don't you feel that's enough? Take the simple business of swearing Willie and Evie to silence. Why should Sylvester do that if it wasn't to keep the rest of us from finding out what he had done to Willie and Evie?
What he had done? But so far, do we really know that Sylvester done anything? Yes. Yes, he helped Willie buy the stock. But we got no proof that Sylvester done wrong. Or this secrecy business, how Willie and Evie mustn't tell anybody. We still don't have no proof that Sylvester's intentions was bad. Oh, Sheffield, I see that you're ready to get mad at me, but you know what I'm saying is so.
Oh, Ma, I couldn't get mad at you if I wanted to, Ma. But are you just going to leave it like that, Ma? That we got no proof against the cousins, and therefore three cheers for the cousins no matter what they do?
And we do have proof, Ma. How about the lies Sylvester told us, told you and me? We both asked him, did he know anything about Willie's Nevy's investment? And to both you and me, Sylvester said no.
Yeah. How about that, Ma? How did the cousins get out of that?
Oh, Sheffield, I know how you must feel. I know how you feel about the cousins. You ain't never liked them. But they are my cousins, Pa's cousins. If you're wondering, am I going to let matters stop right here? No. No, there's many things which I'd like to answer to them. But on the other hand, I ain't sitting in judgment on nobody without proof, Sheffield. Like Faye says, there's the question of what Sylvester told us. That looks dead. I admit, that looks dead. Looks like maybe even Sylvester had some special private reason for deceiving us. Like maybe he did take advantage of Willie and Evie. And he didn't want us to find out. Yes, that is a possibility. But it ain't proved yet. It just means that we got to find out. From my cousins.
Well, I'm satisfied, Ma. As long as you say you will get to the bottom of it, then I'm satisfied. And I know how you feel, Ma. And... is there any way I can help? Anything. Even up to and including shooting the cousins?
Oh, Sheffield.
Oh, I don't mind me, Ma. As long as I know Ma Perkins is on the trail, I can rest easy. And now I better get going to catch that bus. So long, Faye.
So long.
Take good care of your Ma. Say, call me tonight, maybe, Ma. Or better, I'll telephone you. Round supper time, huh?
All right, Sheffield.
And for the sake of you and my friend, Pa Perkins... I wish I could say never mind about the cousins, that they're all right. But I can't say it, Ma. Because for old Shuffle, the cousins are all wrong. Talk to you at night, Ma. Bye, Fay.
Bye, Shuffle. Yes, we'll be home tonight. Bye, Shuffle. I got to get to the office, too. Did you do the marketing this morning, Fay?
I'm going to do it now, Ma. Oh, Ma, do you really have your doubts about Willie's story? I mean, do you really believe that there's some reasonable explanation for the cousin's behavior?
Until we can satisfy ourselves that there ain't a reasonable explanation, I don't see how we can say one way or the other.
But stop to look at it, Ma. How would Willie and Evie hear about a mining stop? That must come from Sylvester. And if Sylvester had the slightest concern about them, he'd have come to you or to me. And he'd have said, Willie's out of a job and he insists on gambling all his life savings in some mining stock. What should I do? Wouldn't that be the nice way to do it, Ma? And then lying. Ma, I put it to Sylvester so plainly, beyond the slightest possibility of any misunderstanding. Did he know anything about Willie's investment? And he lied, Ma.
Oh, Fay, do you insist on telling me how bad this might be? You don't have to, you know. But it is wrong to say something against a person without hearing from the person themselves. That's wrong. Maybe it's just as wrong as what we're accusing the person of doing.
Yes, I suppose you're right. I know you're right, Ma. But you do plan to find out.
We'll have to find out. Yes.
I realize what this is doing to you, Ma. After the way you've opened up your heart to the cousins. Do you have any idea of what you're going to do, Ma? How you're going about it?
Yes, yes, I reckon I know what I got to do. All right, Fay. You say you'll do the marketing?
I'll do the marketing. You mean you're going to go and start finding out right now, Ma?
Yes, dear. Right now.
Ladies, if you'd like a wash so wonderfully clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, and smell it's clean, you'll want to try Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. You can see your clothes washed sparkling white and bright with Oxidol. You can feel that clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so, Ma's going to get at the truth immediately. We've lots to listen for in the days to come. The future of the cousins, Willie's and Evie's money, Fay's future, and Shuffle's, to say nothing of Ma's unhappy heart. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.